Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. The River and Al Green bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Rashonda Fuller. She's a social media expert. Her website is mysocialmediamentors.com. Rashonda, thanks again for being here. You're helping us understand Facebook Live. It's a live streaming of a video that you'll create. Facebook will basically be your production company because they've got all the back room stuff there. You just connect your camera to your computer, right? And through the interface in your computer, puts it right into their system, and they'll produce it for you, right?
Well, actually, you can live stream directly from your smartphone.
From your smartphone, not just. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking studio. I'm thinking camera, yeah. and not a production camera.
So much simpler than that.
You're right. The smartphone. All right. What else? How else do we do it?
So basically, it's just the click of a button, literally the click of a button. You click the button, and it'll show you, you know, the steps that you're streaming live. So everything that you record from there, your audience sees it. And one of the great things about it is it breaks down the barriers, and it creates, like, a deeper connection that kind of transcends your traditional marketing limitations. So it's a really good kind of thing to just add into your marketing.
Because video is highly prized in indexing on online, isn't it?
That is correct, and right now video content is king. We're looking at about 75% of users who are uploading and sharing videos every single day.
And it's so live with no delay?
No delay whatsoever.
How do they curate that? How do they audit and edit?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a great thing because it's live, so you don't have to worry about the editing.
I'm talking about people doing stupid things on it. How do they?
Well, if you do stupid things, you know what? Your audience is going to see it. So you want to be well versed and rehearsed before you go live.
There's no delay. There's no editing. It's just raw.
It's just raw content. And the thing about it, again, it allows you to reach the audience and form a deeper connection, if you will. You can give a behind-the-scenes look at your business, broadcast live events, breaking news, things of that nature that are really, again, helping to strengthen the relationship with your audience.
You know, this...
These interviews, Jim, we could be doing this live.
Absolutely. I'm just thinking about how all the different ways companies could promote their business and their brand by offering help, like... hey folks, we just literally rolled this new product in here. Let me show you how this thing works.
Exactly.
Here's how much it costs. I want you to buy one from me, but this is a new product that you may want to look at sometime. Not even saying buy it from me.
No, you got it. Just showing them what's new and how it works and how it benefits them. That's all you need to do.
Or a customer comes in and has a success story. You know what? I use that new product. Let me tell you, you showed me how to do it one way, and I did it another way, and it worked. And you say, hang on, will you tell my audience that? And you hold the phone out and say, tell them that.
That, and you can do that. Exactly. That's an awesome way. See, there you go. You got it. That's an awesome way. Live testimonial right on the spot.
Now that, to me, would be powerful.
That is very powerful. That's why I wanted to speak with you all today, because, again, I keep getting these questions of, how do I do this without a large budget? And I said, you know what? Start incorporating live video, because Facebook's going to automatically honor that and push that up to the top of their feed, because they want everyone utilizing that tool.
But it remains as an archive too, though, right?
That is correct. So
continue to be indexed. Can you then organize that on your website to have quick access to it?
You sure can, and you can actually take it and repurpose that content based on how your audience responds to it, and share it in other ways as well.
Push it out as an email to people who might not have seen the live feed.
That's correct.
Because live is great, But if you don't capture it, you don't want it to go away. You know, you want, I mean,
say, you know what, in case you missed it, here it goes.
Right. Right.
And then the great thing about it is they get to see the interaction and comments from your audience that are interacting or that are watching that live stream as well. So that offers, you know, some insight into what, you know, questions that they may have and things of that nature that other people may be asking that they can get
answers
from the live stream.
And you have done this. It's not clunky. It works pretty good.
It works very well. It's not clunky at all. And, again, it's fun. It's live. It's light. Nothing too heavy. You don't have to worry about the editing and production. You just go on and just be yourself. You just want it to connect. That's the whole purpose of it all. And you just want your content to be seen. Mm-hmm. So that's the way to get around that pay-to-play mm-hmm. business model.
And so, folks, again, I'm going to encourage you to look into this, and and if you're not the right one to do it, you probably got employees who could do this.
That's
you know,
correct.
If you feel like you're not quite the face for video on Facebook Live, maybe you got somebody else in the organization that could do this. But here's the last thing, Roshonda. You and I both know in a year or two, or maybe less, maybe 6 months, they're going to start charging for businesses. They're going to still let you put your regular stuff up, but a commercial message, they're going to start charging you for that. You know that, right?
Well, you know what? That's with anything, and you're absolutely right. And I tell people you better get in while you can because I anticipate that may come, too. It's
that's
not
what makes the world go round. I charge my customers, right?
There it goes. Money makes the world go
round.
Right. At first, we could reach our audience, and you know, it was everything was free, but that was just to get us there, right?
MySocialMediaMentors.com. That's your website, right?
That is my website address.
Check it out. Hey, Roshonda, will you come back?
I will come back anytime. All you got to do is ask.
Good job today. Come back soon. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.